Today's the formal first session of the committee outside of the participation of our people out there. We would note that under the circumstances that we work as the NCOP, this is our official second week in Parliament, because after the constituency period, we're then all required by the program of Parliament to be in our respective provinces with the program called the Provincial Meeting. Only came just last week. This is our second week, and I don't know whether if I should call it the second week or the first week, because these have been the two shortest weeks in the history of 2012, where you had where we have 2 weeks following each other, but only having 3 days to do actual work. Honourable members, you would remember the last time we met. We agreed that our first meeting, when we come back, would be to receive a report on the submissions from provinces, the submissions from the public hearings we had in the precinct of Parliament. And I just realized when I checked with the secretary, and he informed me that I don't know what happened yesterday, whether it be the emails or whatsoever, because I had requested all members be emailed this report. Alternatively, members be presented with hard copies. So they are still struggling to get the report. It's a 60-page summary of the submissions, with the sole intention of trying to bring all the issues that are quite strategic based on the submissions that we received in provinces and, of course, in the public hearings we had in Parliament. And from there on now, we would then agree on a process of dealing with those particular issues. And that then also brings me to the item on the agenda as presented here. I think it is wrongly presented. That is item number one, presentation by State Security Agency. The intention was not to receive a presentation from the department, but rather to be allowed to the department to be present when submissions or the documents are presented to us, so that they are also addressed with the issues that will be handled. And then on the basis of that, we would invite them, once we had concluded our processes, to then respond to whatever that has come out of those particular hearings. But before we do that, before we even get to the issue on the agenda, I've received 2 letters. One letter is from Right to Know. I don't know if you do have copies of this letter.
Yeah.
You do have? Okay.
No, we don't know. I don't have, and given the agenda, I don't have a
check. Who's got a copy? Oh, will you use two? And then the second letter is from the Honourable Lee, who is a member of the committee. I don't know how to deal with this correspondence. Can I deal with the easiest one? Can I handle the easiest one?
Yeah.
The easiest one is the one of the Right to Know, for me. firstly, just to put it on record, that we had created an opportunity. The right to know has been part of the processes from the provincial public hearings, including the hearings in Parliament. And this is an opportunity now for the committee to satisfy itself and deliberate on the issues that have been raised by the public and, of course, interested groups of professionals and so forth. So the right to know has got no right to dictate to this committee, because in the first place, they're not even members of this committee. They've got no right to tell this committee what to do and how to proceed with processes. Because these members are not stupid. They are not idiots. They know exactly what is it that they are supposed to do. They are guided by the Constitution of the Republic. They are guided by the rules of Parliament on how to handle certain things or processes in Parliament. And therefore, I would propose that this meeting not even consider this letter from the right to know, because it has got no basis. They've got no right to tell us how to proceed from now on. That's why I thought it is the easiest one to deal with. Honorable Madila.
Chair, I want to agree with you. In actual fact, let us put it on record that, you see, this right to know has, from the onset, misled the public of South Africa. And they have no interest around the interest of the people of this particular country. Their narrow interest cannot be entertained, you know. I mean, they are the first people who misled the media to call this particular bill the secrecy bill. At the same time, they misled this particular committee and the people of this country by using even logos of departments in their support, whilst they know they don't have that particular department support, government. I mean, the cabinet has taken decisions around that specific process. And fraudulently, that's what they did, as right to know. Now, it must tell you what type of people they are. And that is their character. And at the end of the day, Chair, I want to agree with you, let's dismiss this particular process, but also agree that right to know must be taken to task for fraudulently dealing with issues, for misleading this particular public, for misleading everybody else, including ourselves, and taking us for granted. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Broad, thank you for...
Firstly, let me support what has been said about the right to know. I don't think we need to be dictated to by them. Secondly, I want to come to the other letter. I'm not sure if we should continue to the other letter or we finish this one first.
Let's answer this one first.
Thank you. I'll come in.
Honorable Bloom?
No, Chairperson, thank you very much. No, you see, I will always go according to official documents of Parliament. The official program and document of Parliament is saying that we will have, the committee will have a meeting on the 4th, on the 8th, on the 15th, and I think it's the 16th, and the 17th is the debate in Parliament. That is the document that I know. I know no other document that is saying that we are going to have two meetings. I don't know about that document. The official document that was presented to the WIPARI meeting, to the programming meeting, that is the document that is in my possession. I know no other document. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Liz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we disassociate ourselves from the remarks concerning Right to Know and their campaign. I think it's inappropriate to make those kind of remarks at a meeting such as this, but that's my opinion, and we disassociate ourselves from those. Mr. Chairman, anyone, any person or any organ of society has the freedom to write to anyone else, including yourself. and the right to know have a right to write to you a letter, and that's what they've done. And they've made certain remarks and recommendations, and whether we take those into account or not is up to us. You're quite right about that. We don't need to accept them. We can simply reject them. But every person in society has the right to write to write a letter making certain remarks. There is nothing to stop that happening. I would suggest that the letter be tabled, and if you don't wish to discuss it, that's fine. It's tabled, and we move on. Now, Mr. Chairman, with regard to the program, there was notices of two meetings were sent out. Honourable Blum is quite right. The program is different from the notices. We got notices that there wouldn't be a meeting today and another one next Friday. That's it. We haven't had notices for any other meeting. So on that basis, my correspondence was entered into. Now, if we're going to revert to the program, as Honourable Blum quite correctly says, that's fine. Then we revert to it, and we discuss that program. But let me just say again that we disassociate ourselves with the remarks regarding the conduct of the Right to Know campaign. Thank you.
The last one on the chair. You see, I find it strange because it then tells me that possibly the Right to Know is being misled by the DA. You see, because if the DA's remarks are what they are saying now, and you have been reading what they are saying in the newspapers now recently, it means there's something in common between the DA and Right to Know. And possibly they are misleading the Right to Know, who mislead this entire society. And let's put it on record, because I think it is important for us to deal with matters. No, there's no point of order, because Right to Know is saying our Satan is the 24th, 25th, and you know.
Let me take the point of order. Chairman, on the point of order, the Honourable Matila is making comments about the Democratic Alliance and what we are and aren't. If he has evidence that supports those comments, let him please table it now. Otherwise, please could he withdraw?
Before I get a barrage of point of order, let's agree, one, that the rules of Parliament are very clear on how to process legislation in Parliament. And we will be guided by the rules of Parliament. We have allowed anybody and everybody to influence us in relation to how we look at the bill. We have allowed submissions, and that process has passed now. We are at the stage now where the committee is going to proceed on with the bill on the basis of guided by the rules of Parliament. We are not going to allow any other organization to then dictate to the committee on how the committee must proceed. Yes, they might have they have the right, it's their constitutional right, but we are not going to be dictated to by them. Therefore, we discard this letter. We don't even discard the contents of this letter, because the tone of the letter already you sense the politicization of the process. You get a sense that, you know, it's like a political campaign, a campaign intended at just, you know, rendering this process useless. And we cannot allow that. We can't. It's just distasteful. It's not acceptable. The contents of this letter are just not acceptable. And we cannot continue even to debate even this thing. And I'm therefore putting it to the committee that we discard this letter and proceed with our meeting. Let's not discuss this right now.
Chairman, a point of order.
I was avoiding point of order. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe let's not call it the point of order.
Yeah, an input. No, Chairperson, you know, in the first place,
why is this letter in the meeting? In the first place, why is this letter in the meeting? I am saying, I am going according to the programs of Parliament and not to things that is in the passages. I am asking now, why is this program, I mean this letter, here in the committee? We have been guided by the rules, the Whipari meeting. I'm sitting in the Whipari meeting. There was no change. I'm having the program. There is no change in our committees. So I don't know. It was the first time that I hear this. Thanks.
No, I was just proceeding on the basis of our first or second meeting decision, if you can remember, where I received a letter from the Honorable Liz, and I put it to the committee that in instances where I would be written to and expected to respond on matters that are going to have an effect on the functionality of the committee, it is only correct for me to come to the committee to seek guidance, because I'm guided by a simple principle of collective leadership. It's not about me. When they write to me, they don't write to me in my personal capacity, but as the chair of the committee. And it's only fair that I bring the committee to speak with matters that have been brought to my attention. It is in that context that some of these letters, of course, there are those that come through, you know, clarity-seeking issues and so forth, that I would write back and say, okay, fine, this is the process and so forth and so forth. But there are those now where when you read the body of it, you get a sense that it needs the attention of the committee. And, of course, we would need to agree to put a stop. But I will write back. I would write back to them. But for now, we are not going to continue discussing the letter. Honorable Lees, that was the second letter, and I don't know whether if the comment by Honorable Lees was putting us back to the original position that says, if we are going to be guided by that program, then your letter would not hold any water. Okay, fine. Then if that is the case, we withdraw this letter. Okay. So I don't need to write to you again.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think you need to write to me. It will be on record on these committees, and that will be fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Honourable Murat.
Thank you, Chair. While I agree that we're going to put the letter aside from Mr. Lees, as he acknowledges that, I want to say this. It's not going to assist us if we are going to, as members of this committee, allow ourselves to write letters to the very committees that we serve in. I believe that after the agreement of this program and the date of the 17th, it was an agreement of this committee. It was not the another party's agreement. So Mr. Lees is bound by that agreement. For him to write a letter to the committee as if he's an outsider, to me, it's really, I really don't accept that, and I don't think it's a proper way to behave as a member of this committee. Mr. Lees sits in the meetings. Mr. Lees can actually raise the issues that he raised in the letter in a meeting if he sees that maybe this is too little or what, because I don't think so anyway. But as we progress, everybody has a right to say, no, I think we are not enough. We haven't deliberated enough. Don't we need further time rather than writing as if it's threatening the committee he says in? Thank you, Chair.
I want to avoid a debate on this issue. Honorable
Mr. Chairman, you know, I was happy to continue with the meeting, but if someone then attacks me, then I need to have the opportunity to respond. And as I said when we had this discussion early on in the tenure of this committee, I shall continue to write meetings to you about my concerns, and I will continue to do that. This committee will not stop me doing that. And my letter is a very polite letter. It's not a demanding letter, and I wonder if everyone's actually read it. And so the notices of meetings we've received are the 4th and the 11th. There is no notice of meeting for the 8th, which is on the program. Why did we get then a notice for a meeting on the 4th and a notice for a meeting on the 11th if the program is still to be followed? So those were my concerns. You've reassured me that we will stick to the program. I'm happy. Let's move on, Mr. Chairman.
That's why I wanted to avoid a discussion. Because we had agreed on a principle, Honorable Matila. Leave it. Let's just agree again, or let me reaffirm. Honorable members, like many other members, leave it, Honorable Matila. Like many other members who have had the opportunity to engage with me, I never had a problem with members calling me. If you don't understand something or you're not happy about something, you need clarity about something. Sometimes maybe you would want to formalize it, but there would be nothing wrong just to pick up a call. And then I'll clarify the issue if necessary. So let's not have a debate on this issue of the letter. Is it on this letter, Honorable Lee? Correction. No, Chair. I think, you see, we must avoid politicizing some of the procedural issues, you know. And I want to say, Chair, you have been on record, this committee has been on record, continuously saying, as the NCOP, we are not rubber stampers. No? Because this letter is in the media. A lot of things have been said in the media, you know, and we need to correct what is in this particular letter, you see. Because what this letter is saying, we're just rubber stamping whatever that has to happen. That's what he's saying. That is what is being said in this particular letter. Because whoever reads this particular letter, we will interpret it differently, you see. And that's what I wanted to correct, so that we put it on record that as this committee, as you have rightly fully said, we are going to take whatever that has been brought before us and consider whatever thing and move forward in as far as within the interest of this particular society. And I just want to correct this thing because, you see, we are playing different politics here. And let's not do that. Let us do that in the interest of the society.
I think we are agreed on one thing, that let's open lines for each other. If I've got an issue about a comment that was made by Honorable Lee on the Cape Times, I must pick up my phone and call him. But what informs this comment? Because my understanding is that we have this kind of an agreement. It's a pity I couldn't get him on the line. But I did it. I mean, it was quite awkward because we have not even met. And it would not be correct for us, and I think that's how we started. That was the spirit of the establishment of this committee. Let's avoid party politics. Let's look at what is in the best interest of South Africa. The time will come for us to politic around the PD. The time will come, and we will politic. I'm definitely sure with the spirit that I see it. I can see a vibrant debate coming out in dealing with the issue. For now, let's not get there. Let's not walk ourselves, because by the time we get to the actual politicking now, we'll be exhausted.
No, Chairperson, really, let's continue, man.
Okay. No, that's fine, then. Agreed with those principal understandings. We have a slight problem. How far is the question?
Mr. Chairman, clearly the debate has assisted you with the admin problem.
No, that's fine, that's fine. Because we need those, that report.
No, Chairperson.
Okay.
No, Chairperson, you know, this put me personally into a very difficult position. Not to have the documentation ready here in the meeting. The documentation will come, and then we must engage the document. It's not proper, Chair. This document was supposed to be in our offices long before, so that we can go through this document. You are saying that it is a 60-page or what? 60-page. Now, we will never do justice on such a document and have input into that document. I think that we must take another decision on this matter.
No, we don't need to take another decision. Maybe if we forget quickly, we agreed in our last meeting that our first official meeting will be presented with a summary of discussions that then isolate common issues and so forth before the committee. And therefore, moving forward, we then allow members to go and engage with those particular issues. And then our second meeting, we would then engage now with the issues as they appear. But for today, for us not to have sent the report to the pigeonholes, in actual fact, I avoided that, because I would have went against the decision of the meeting, because the decision of our last meeting was to officially present that report. It must be on record that it was presented on the 4th of May to all members. Even if you had received it via email or what, it would still not, for purposes of the records of this committee, it would still not have had any basis. But the two... But as a collective, we agreed that we need to officially present it to the committee. Honorable Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. Chair, please, I'm begging that we move forward now. It would seem that we allowed ourselves to be derailed on issues that, in my view, we shouldn't necessarily waste time on. You see, at the beginning of this meeting, you tabled an agenda, and then the agenda circulated here had only two items, you see. And I did not hear anybody in this meeting amending that agenda. And one assumes that that is the agenda for today. Now, We entertain the letters. We are now talking about the report that still have to come, which of course, much as it should be presented today, but ordinarily we're supposed to have received it on time, so that we go through it and then it is easier when it is presented. We get it; it will be like a second bite. So the report, due to technical problems, is not there. We then suggest that, and you have indicated at the earlier on that that is due to technical problems, because in terms of your directive, the document was supposed to have been circulated to us yesterday already, but because of the systems problems and all those technical problems, that's why we don't have the report now. And then you explained why do we have presentation by the State Security Agency today.
Why we don't,
it's fine.
Yeah.
So if we don't care, let's deal with items on the agenda. Otherwise, we are running the risk of every one of us now bringing things in which are not supposed to be on the discussion today.
The problem, Honorable Chan, is that you are contradicting yourself. Because if we speak to the program, it means that we must receive a report from the department. And we are agreed. Yes, on the 1st, the presentation by state agency. So
So it's a negation of the issues that you are raising. But I don't know why we dare to talk about it. There's a report.
No, I see it, but I want to have an input.
No, there's a report. The thing that we have been waiting for is, can we then agree on the process now? Can we stick now to the second item on the agenda?
Yes.
Are you on the second item?
Yes. You see, the point that Chan is raising, then we must withdraw this agenda, Chan. You see why? This agenda is saying deliberation on the protection. It is not presenting the you have said you are only going to present this report. I am saying, and that's my proposal, then we withdraw this agenda.
No, remember, semantics will not assist us. Semantics would not assist us. I mean, I explained this thing when we started. What are the issues? Firstly, we had no intention of meeting with the department to receive a presentation from the department. I explained that. And we all agreed with that. And then the second aspect on the agenda, I explained to say that we are not going to have deliberations today, but we will have the report presented to the meeting. And then on the basis of that, we would then, as a committee, agree on how then we are going to proceed with the report. Now, if we're going to look at is and what and begin then to say deliberations versus presentation, we are then derailing ourselves. Unwittingly, of course, I know, Give force, it's not an issue. Okay, can maybe you are going to assist the meeting? Honorable Dikhalen and Honorable Dikhalen.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to say from the beginning you said what we've been saying now, and nobody was against that. So I propose that you continue with the presentation. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I was going to say the same thing. Let us get to the presentation.
Chair, but now we...
I hate dictatorship, but under the circumstances, you know, sometimes democracy with dictatorship can be very good to it.
If I correctly understood the proceedings, was there was going to be no presentation. And we've now received this documentation here of some 60 pages.
Honorable Wood. Let's do the following. Honorable members, I hereby present a report of the Ad Hoc Committee on Protection of State Information Bill on the public hearings held from the 31st January 2012 to the 1st of March 2012. You would note that in this report, the report then begins to highlight the generic issues raised by our people, and you would also note that it then begins to bring us closer to what the common substantive issues are as having been raised or as raised during the public hearings. And the report takes us to all the provinces, and the good about it is that it mentions even the names of people who made some submissions and so forth. The only thing, of course, that I think the report is not doing, which I suspect it's a good thing, is to then mention each and every statement that was made by our people as we went to provinces, where you find the person just coming forth and saying, I reject this bill. That is not what the report is trying to do, but rather to look at those critical and substantive areas. And it also begins then to take us to the hearings. I don't see that part. Where is it? You see now, I'm going to get a hiding, and if I get a hiding, I'm going to take it back to you. I'm going to take it back to you, because what I have before me, it's a report that also speaks to the submissions that were made in Parliament by the stakeholders that made written submissions that were shortlisted. And you would note, and which is something that I need to bring to your attention as we proceed, to say that what the report seeks to do, instead of reprinting or re-catching everything that was said, it then looks at what are the common areas which were raised by the stakeholders in Parliament. To mention maybe just one thing, the question of the public defense interest clause, which was generally raised by all people who came to the hearing. The question of the constitutionality of the bill, it's one of the things that comes out. And it outlines and seek to really present a view around that particular issue. I'm avoiding to list all of them, because if it is not here, then we need to have it, so that members must have that that report as well. We can't have this one without that one, because as they will be engaging or familiarizing themselves with the report, they need to look at those things. So please, let's have it as well. But generally, that is the approach of the report. And from my own assessment, I think the report brings us quite closer to what we're expected to do. And from there on, I'm of the view that on Tuesday, if not Wednesday, we would then expect some responses or responses from the department in relation to the issues that have been raised. And I want to caution members. Yes, it is true. We have received volumes and volumes of submissions. But we shouldn't be excited over the size of the submissions. But rather, my interest is to say, out of this volume, out of these seven volumes, what are the common things that comes out of this volume? What are those things that separate this submission? What are those things that are technical, and what are those things that are substantive? And then we bring all these things together. Meaning, therefore, if we do that, it would not then allow us to go beyond June to deal with the matters and so forth. And then on our last day, procedurally, on our last day of dealing with the bill, we would then have the bill presented clause by clause, chapter by chapter, page by page. What is the last one? I forgot.
Comma
section by section.
Comma by comma.
And comma everything now. We can't start doing it now. We will do it at the end. That is the last process, for the last aspect of the process. And then we agree or disagree on whatever we agree and wherever we disagree, and have a debate, and then from there on we move forward. So that is the the reports that are before us, and the outline of the report. But I must say it is quite interesting. It may be 60 pages, but it is quite interesting to go through. You would also see that from the two poles where we started, we are almost in the 16 area now. Ours is just to get the goal getter, to score the goal. And then once the goal is scored, are you going to score
the goal? I'll score the goal
for you. Okay. Okay. All right. Honorable Blue.
Chairperson, clarity on this report. No, I'll give you a chance. I understand you are consulting. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yes. Chairperson, clarity on this report. This is not a complete report, and I need clarity on that one. You see, this report is a public hearings that we have done in the province around the country. Where is the report of the hearings that we had here in Parliament? That's my clarity. That's my question.
Yeah, no? You may proceed on all of this.
You want to fight?
I'm so sorry.
Hey,
no.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow on the Honourable Blum, you know, without wishing to be pedantic or anything, the report, we haven't looked at it, and I'm sure it's very good, but it's not the report of, it's the report to. Once we accept the report, it becomes our report. So that is somewhat pedantic, but I think it's quite important in terms of the title. The completeness of the report, Honourable Blum has dealt with. What I need clarity on, Mr. Chairman, is are we going to spend a lot of time debating the content of the report and rather than the content of the bill? I'm concerned that we might disagree about something. Already Honourable Matilda's picked up that our names aren't present at a particular meeting, and that, I suppose, is important for completeness. But I think more important is the content of the bill. So I just need some clarity. I hope we're not going to spend too much time on the report itself.
Honourable Matilda.
Yeah. Let us accept that we have received this particular report to us, which we'll deal with at the later stage. Let us make sure that we don't spend a lot of time on the report itself, but also agree that in actual, before Tuesday, let us have the full report, you know, the full report as indicated by Honourable Blum, so that we are able to can read through and able to make meaningful input in as far as the bill is concerned, rather than the report itself.
Are you referring to the second part now of the hearings in Parliament?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to, so that we don't spend time on the report itself.
Okay.
Because already I've identified a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of grey areas in the report, mistakes that are there, but I don't think we need to dwell into the report itself. But let us, it must assist us to make meaningful inputs into the bill itself, Chair.
You agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. Can I have another bite on the same issue? You see, Chairperson, I know that you are going to respond to this, but I think that we must also get the reason why the report is not ready, because the secretariat part must give a reason. I mean, they have all the time to compile this report, and now we are sitting here with a half report. I agree with what Ntate Matile is saying there. But let us have the report in time before the meeting, the second part of this hearings of Parliament. But we need to have a response, an answer, why the report was not ready, Chairperson.
I don't know why did you say you know that I'm going to respond to this.
Not to the others,
Chair. Not this one. I must say I'm very disappointed.
Okay.
I am not only disappointed in actual fact, but embarrassed. I'm quite embarrassed in the manner in which the administration handled this thing, because we agreed as a committee, and I've been making consistent follow-ups. And the impression that was given to me was that no, it's all systems go. Everything is fine. We're gonna receive all this. So I must say, I didn't want to say it from the beginning, but now that you've raised it, I didn't even know whether if I should take ownership of the administrative flop and so forth. But it is a serious disservice to the committee. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened in the first place. Honorable Rod.
Thank you, Chair. One thing, as I was going through the report, I realized that there are some misrepresentation here. I think the report should reflect the actual occurrences. And I'm saying this because as we had a program of who goes where and so on, but in the report, you find that it's not the people that were there that are on that page. So as they go on and redo the report, they must also check on that. Because if I was in Sharpeville, I was in Sharpeville, and check even those who were chairing and so on, there's something very wrong there. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think, I don't know, I can't remember whether it is Honorable Worth or this who made the point that maybe what we need to agree to is that we don't get stuck to those, but rather just make the point so that it gets corrected. It is important, whether you like it or not, because this is going to be archived. And your great-grandchild will read one day that you were with Honorable Bloom, whereas in actual fact, Honorable Bloom was with me in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
In Khayelitsha or in Kubulet.
Mm.
And your great-grandchild, if you are still alive, might want to ask you.
Mm.
And at that point, you will be scratching your head. Man, I can't remember that now.
Yeah.
Who are you asking? But if you ask Honorable Bloom, Honorable Bloom will jump. No, we're in Kubulet together.
Exactly.
So it is true. It must be corrected. But what is of importance to me, honorable members, is to look at those issues that are quite relevant and speaking to the bill. So that when we meet next week, Tuesday, and that's my view. I've not lobbied anybody. I've not discussed it with anybody. And I hope maybe you'll agree with me. That as in our individual capacity or as political parties, maybe we need to sit down and look at the report and say, these are the issues that we think we are going to present. You know, just like we dealt with the selection of the interested groups, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we all agree, so that when we engage, we then, if we all agree that public interest defense is an issue, we pack it. The review panel is an issue, we pack it. That and that, we pack it. And then once we are agreed with that basket, which, you know, this is the basket now that we are going to be seated and debating. Now we take one aspect and say, around public defense interest clause. What are the issues? What are the main problems? How do we approach it? What are we suggesting or whatsoever? Is it correct to leave it like that or whatever that we... And then we take another one again, just like that. And then that, I think that will allow us an opportunity that by the time we get to the end product, where now we'll be dealing with the clauses now by clauses, section by section,
comma by comma and all that, we would be assisted. We would have assisted ourselves also, so that we don't start a debate when we get to a section and then you come across this particular issue, then you want to raise it now as a matter for debate and so forth. Are we agreed with that point?
Yeah.
Fine. The second thing would be that we would appreciate if... okay. Honorable Chair.
I don't want to say I agree when I don't understand. What does this process that you outlined say with regard to the reports now that need to be tabled? I'm asking this question because if we agree on this process, then what will be the point of presenting the report? Is it to correct the report or what? I'm asking this question really because if we are going to have a situation where we sit and correct this report page by page, and we are expected to report on the 17th of May and to discuss these issues as you are raising them, I need to be clarified. Which process are we going to follow now going forward so that some of us gear into that process and this confusion that we find ourselves in is cleared? I don't want to say I agree. I hear people say we agree, but what is it that we agree on? In simple terms.
You want to clarify, or are you problematizing?
No, my understanding is the first part will be to deal with this particular report, so we dispense of it. Then we go into the areas we are dealing with. At the point where we think we are unable to report on the 17th, the committee will then take a decision as to what process do we follow fair. You see, so that we don't create another problem on a problem, because if we are saying chair, ne? Because the possibility is that there might be one issue that we disagree upon, ne? And we might conclude on it, ne? And we might finish on before the 17th, and let's not predict what might happen in future, but let's go through the process and determine the, in terms of the issues that, because as we sit now today, we can't say what are the issues because we have not isolated or identified the issues. And let's not predict what will happen in future. Let's not spoil it. Let's not spoil it. This report, together with the one that I had said should have been followed, gets presented to us, and we move for, I don't know whether if it is adoption or acceptance of the report. We accept it. We don't agree with it. We accept receipt or acknowledge receipt, whatever that you may call it. It's our report now. It has been presented to us, and we accept it. Fine. Between now and Tuesday, I even made a reference to political parties or in our individual right or capacity. We then look at those areas where we think we need to put in this basket for discussion. And then when we meet, we then come together and say, I've got these three issues which I think are the most critical things that needs to be clarified by the Department of State Security. Honorable Matila will have one, Honorable Mazosi we might have two, Honorable Nzimane might have one, or might have an argument on a particular one, and so forth. But we throw them in the basket, and we all agree as a team or as a committee that this basket is what we are going to be confronted. And after that now, having served the issues and so forth, where we agree, we park. Where we disagree, we park to the left. Park to the right, park to the left. Where we agree, disperse. It's agreed. And then focus on where we don't agree. so that by the time we get to the bill is the one we were going to deal with, clause by clause, page by page, not the report. This is just to assist or to remind us of what we have, the exercise we undertook in the main. So don't forget that George Bezos, Tulima Donsela, whoever raised the following things. Magogo in Mpumalanga raised the following things. CAC in the Northwest, and Lebogang in Kuruman raised a very important issue, which I don't find here, but it is relevant in the bill, and this is how it may. And in that way, then, we come closer to each other. By the time, even before we adopt the bill, like Honorable Matila says, we may find that we're only left with one. We may find that we're only left with one. So that is the process, Honorable Chair.
Chair, let me test my understanding, and bear with me, members. I really want to understand. We are from a process of public hearings in provinces and here, everywhere. We've got volumes and volumes of written and oral submissions recorded. Now, all those in our discussion will serve as reference points in what we will seek to be doing on the bill itself. Now, that being the reference point, my understanding, and tell me if I'm wrong, was that the Secretariat will go through all these submissions that you have received and identify areas of common interest. Because a number of institutions and a number of people have raised almost similar issues but using different angles, which in our debate we'll refer to, if we so wish. Then there are a number of people, many of them, more than those who make these submissions, who just make statements and submissions that are purely for noting and nothing else. Now, am I correct to assume that all these documents, including the recording of the proceedings, that the Secretariat is going to produce, which is mainly on the, because the what is being here covered, particularly from Bobbins, is mainly the written translation of what was presented verbally in those meetings. And then we've got all those documents that were submitted by organized institutions, which also should form part of this. But in a summarized version of issues that talk strictly to the Act, because my understanding is that if, for an example, we are listing them as we are saying, which I agree, once they are listed and we discuss public defense, and then in our discussion, we arrive at the conclusion that there should be a clause that speaks to that in the bill, then automatically that kind of agreement or that kind of formulation will go to the bill state. And then by the time we finish that exercise, as we go to deal with the bill now, with all this input being plugged into the bill, it will just be the stage of polishing the bill and making sure that everything that was discussed out of the list of things, that some will fall away, some might be taken on board, or they might all be rejected or all be accepted. And once they are accepted, they will find expression in the bill. And then once you go clause by clause, you'll be making sure that each and every item of those that we agreed find expression in the bill, and then the process is completed. Am I understanding that to be the process we are going to follow?
You're absolutely correct.
Then I agree then, if that is the case.
Okay. Honorable Bloom.
Yeah, no, Chair. You see, my experience is different. You see, you are saying that this report we will adopt this report as our report. It does not work like that. You see, there's amendments and corrections and whatever before. If this report is being presented to us like this, we must go and check and debate it in here. We can't say this is our report, because Chani is right, yes, that there are things in this report that we disagree completely. Now, this is a draft report. It is written here. You see, this one is draft report written. That's the last one. Draft. This other one. I am saying, Chair, we must first debate this thing. We are not going to adopt it and say this is our report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Now I'm taken now to procedure, meeting procedure. How do you correct something that you have not accepted? Because we first have to adopt and accept the report. And then the second phase would be to look at corrections, omissions, matters arising or whatsoever. Let's not get there. Let's not be administrative. I'm appealing that ours should be the interest of ensuring that we conclude this piece of legislation. And I thought the process, as I outlined it, it was directing us to focus on this. This is a reflection of a process that we undertook. Yes, I agree with Honor. It's a reference. It's a material reference. That there's something here that I think it is quite important, which was raised in Mpumalanga, and I think it must get into the basket. And once it is in the basket, the minute we start now isolating the right and the left, we would then come to that. But now if we're going to bog ourselves to a report, to a reflection of what we undertook as a committee, then we'll never conclude this. Okay, Honorable Wes, maybe you might assist.
Chair, it's not always that I agree with you, but I agree with your But you know where Mr. Bloom's getting confused? He said to me, Dennis, you know, he's from the Free State like myself. He heard you talking about parking motor cars. Parking people there, parking there. And he sent a little note around there, and he said he just hopes that the problems aren't going to get parked. So I can understand where the problem comes.
So, are we agreed with the process? Honorable Matila, tell me that you are agreed with the process.
No, Chair, we agree with the process. But what is important, Chair, is because this particular report will be part of our, of the archives, we need to correct it and adopt it properly, you see. And that because that's for the Chair's still concerned.
No, that's exactly what I said. You agree with me. Exactly what I said.
No, he'll come back and say something else.
Yeah, Chair.
I was just saying that I agree with you, but the reality of the matter is, as indicated by Honorable Bloom, is we need to go through the report, correct it, and dispense, because it's when that we adopt it, because it's going to the archives. It can't go to the archives as it is now. No? We agree it's a reference point, but at the end of the day, before we even conclude everything else, we must properly adopt this particular report. And therefore, it must go through the correct processes as you have indicated, Chair. And that's only the point that I wanted to raise.
Okay. Let me subject myself to the popular. What is that, the popular view?
Yes.
Okay, you want to go through this report and correct it?
No.
What you're saying, Chair, we have accepted the report. It has been tabled to have accepted the report. Now we'll go through it and come with corrections.
So
to
our
the
next
report.
Meeting, we're going to be will be preoccupied.
No, it can even be at the end of everything else, Chair.
But
we don't
you
have
accept
a
it. But you accept
it's
it.
Been accepted that we have received it, Chair.
Yes, that's what I was saying. We need to accept. We need to acknowledge receipt of the report. And then correct it after.
Let's use the term. The table has the table. The report has been tabled. Forget the accept or anything. It's been tabled. It's in front of me. It's on the table. And that's it. That's all we need to know. We now move on.
Yeah. You have a second to the tabling of the report.
Yes.
Okay. Set that also.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Hey,
what? No, that's correct.
Okay, fine. But we are green, of the second report as well.
It's also tabled.
That's correct.
This one?
No, it's not
this one.
No, I'm talking of the one of the stakeholder. Which one? Why can't I? I don't know. Yeah, man. Here's the thing that I've been looking for. Okay, fine. So this is now the report. Nine provinces plus stakeholders. We accept the tabling or we accept one. Okay, they are both tabled by the meeting. Yes, yes.
Chairperson, the first document is the report from the Secretariat. The second one is a summary from the research unit. So we only have to agree on this one, or on the report, not on the research document.
To be honest with you, Honorable Mofoke, when I read this report, I avoided the parliamentary logo and all that, committees, research. But the content, can you agree on the content? Because the content is a reflection of what happened that day. And then the day now we adopt, we will then adopt the correct whatever, office, logo, blah, blah, blah. For now, it is for us to engage with the content. Agreed. Agreed.
Chairperson.
Aibo. Honorable Bloom.
I want to raise this issue. No, I'm not going to be controversial this time. I want to raise this issue, Chair. And I've said to you, I need an answer. You must whip this secretariat section. Let me tell you, it's a very dangerous thing to use two different letters on this thing. Mufukeng was 100% correct.
You see, the content is fine on this, but the letter H, the one is saying research unit, the other one is saying committee. I'm saying, please address that issue. Please address it.
Agreed. It's not a matter. Are we debating it? Okay. Let me take one over my dealer first, and then we'll come in on.
No, Chair, let us agree that the last one that we've received, we are just noting the tabling thereof will follow, because it's not tabled. We're accepting the one that has been tabled, and the one will be tabled later, but we're noting that we've received a document from the research unit that will take us through. It will assist us to, in terms of the tabling, for us to adopt at a later stage.
No, that's fine. Honorable.
Yeah, Chair, this is a very small thing. I wanted to say it outside the meeting, but having realized that the program is very important, I think I should raise it here. Looking at the program itself, the venue is always this venue. And I must say that, honestly speaking, this venue is very uncomfortable. You can see how small it is. We're just requesting the secretariat to look for another venue. You can see the interest, the high interest in the bill itself. I can't speak with somebody standing behind me. I really want to say, please do some change the venue from the program so that we are not told it was not. Thanks, Chair.
But by all means, I don't think we might even have a venue next week in Panama. We might have to meet outside the precinct of Parliament because of the parliamentary program and so on. So it might be our last meeting.
Let's go to Portsmouth Prison.
There's a lot of space there.
No. what do you call them? Is the EPCs, right?
Yes,
I think that's the reason why we can't get a bigger venue. Next week is going to be worse, so we'll have to shift, and everybody will then be informed of the alternative and most spacious or correct venue. Then, members, that brings us to the end of this particular issue called the Protection of State Information Bills, presentation of reports.
Tabling.
Tabling.
That's correct.
Tabling presentation. Okay. All right. Tabling of these reports as a reflection of what happened in our provinces and here in Panama. You should have the next moment to tell me the correct terminology. Okay. I don't know if there's any other matter, honorable members, before we attend the meeting. Honorable Chani.
Chair, my apologies if I'm out of order, but in light of these developments now, surely this will have an impact on the program as agreed. Do we leave that to you and the management team, or do we discuss it here?
What?
I'm saying this today's development, this discussion, and the fact that now we are journeying, we can't do what we are supposed to be doing because of
whatever. Talking about corrections and whatsoever of this report.
No, Chair. I'm saying, in terms of the development today, this will have an impact on the program as agreed. Remember at the beginning of this meeting there was an issue about the program, whether it's two meetings left or three or four or five and all those things. And then there was an agreement that the circulated program stands. And I'm saying, in light of this, today's deliberations, that will have an impact on that agreed program.
How?
Chair, can I ask a specific question? Next week, are we meeting only on Friday next week?
No, we are agreed on the program.
Which one?
And our program takes us to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or is it
Are we meeting next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Can it be put for record, sir? Because it was never put for record.
Honorable Madosi.
You know, Chairperson.
Press.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, no, something wrong there.
Yeah.
No, Chairperson, I'm suggesting that we don't discuss the issue now. I know it's got implications on the program. Chan is right, but let us not discuss it here.
Yeah.
Rather take it up with the relevant structures. We might even have to meet in the evening. This is one example we can do. There's no harm us meeting from 6 o'clock up until 10. The issues of the program are relevant to what we have agreed to. Take it up and deal with it. Just inform us when our meeting comes. Let us not discuss this. Don't allow it.
Thank you very much for that instruction.
No.
Are you really going to discuss the program?
Yes. Not the program. And input on the debate.
Honorable Blumenlees will be the last on this one.
Chairperson, I have said in my first input, there is already a program agreed by the WIPARI and by the programming committee. If there is any changes, we are sitting up to the 15th. That is what we have agreed.
That's what I was talking about.
Exactly, but now
I don't know why is this thing getting problematized.
Now I don't understand myself that there is a
standing parliamentary program that guides the committee. And I took it that when we started in the meeting, this meeting mandated me and of course the administration to then inform members in time about the new the venues and whatsoever that we're going to have. Now, I don't know what is the debate all about.
Okay, can I clarify? Please.
Honorable Chairman, let me not allow you to do that. Let me not allow you to do that.
No,
let's agree that honorable members... No. Let's agree, honorable members, that as we leave today, before you go to bed, you'll be informed of the venues, the times, and everything. Maybe just to pick up on what Honorable Mazosiwe was saying, based on the challenges that we are going to be faced with, we are going to be expected to sacrifice. We are going to be expected to sacrifice our time, to sacrifice our energies. There might be times when, in actual fact, we might be expected to be in the ad hoc committee and sacrifice our time of our Honorable Bloom, and then you'll be raising an issue again.
On what?
I don't know.
He's consulting with
me. No,
I
don't know. The issue, we might also expect or request members to be with the ad hoc committee and not be with their originally deployed committees. I know petitions will be in Gauteng next week, and okay, but there was that thing. I made to understand the chief did not approve that the application of petitions. But where we would request members to really come and participate in the ad hoc committee, we would expect your.
Okay, can I raise the danger zone? What I was saying.
Can you leave the danger zone?
No,
can I make a ruling? I'm not going to take any other matter with regard to the program.
Yeah.
Because we have agreed that it will be communicated to all the members and so forth. Without any other matter for discussion, honorable members, the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah.